Kolos Halavos Shir Wednesday. It's the third Shir of Choref Tavshin Ayin Vav in Shair Avodos Elokim. It's Yom Dalid Uparshas Chayasara. It is Chof Beis Mar Cheshvin, 4th of November. And again, Avodas Elokim, Wednesday, Lady Shear, number 3 of Choref Tavshin Ayin Vav. Okay, we're learning Chavis Avodas Shear, Avodas Elokim. We're in Perek Hamishi. Perek Hamishi till the end of the Shear is a dialogue between the Seichel and the Nefesh. And he wants to develop the idea of Ha'ora Sichlis, of being motivated to serve Hashem through our intellectual, through our intellect, using the Torah as a springboard to understand concepts. And because we feel that debt of gratitude to Hashem, so we want to do what's right, we want to do His will, and we extrapolate the concepts from the Torah, how we ought to act. So how do you develop this? That was the question that he started off Perek Hamishi with. And then he has this question answer from between the Nefesh and the Seichel. And the Seichel is going to answer the questions of the Nefesh. The Nefesh is the person's personality, his emotion, his characteristics, his emotional self, call it. And the Seichel is the intellect. So first they go through a whole song and dance about indeed being Makir Tov, indeed feeling gratitude towards Hashem. I refer you back to the beginning of Shara Bechina, where the Chavis Halavah says the problems of not feeling it's like amazing why we don't go around feeling this gratitude towards Hashem. We feel gratitude to people for things that are immensely smaller and less choshev in our lives, in the scheme of things. Certainly, even if someone were to save your life, it pales in insignificance towards what Hashem gives us, Olam Haba, and Hashem created us and gave us the opportunity to bond with Him forever in Olam Haba. So even that, like the greatest thing I could think of is if someone saves my life, and even that pales into insignificance with Gabi Hashem. So he wants to know, so we don't feel it though, so he asks, the Seichel says, like, that's the basis of it all, that's the foundation, do you feel it? So the Nefesh says, yes, and then he says, really? He says, well, I try. And I started off with Ha'ara Toronis, because we do so many mitzvahs that are Zechel Yitzias Mitzrayim, and we do something like a Freshes Challah, and we bench, and we do all these mitzvahs that remind us that Hashem gives us, and gives us, and gives us. We say Moda'ani. And then I try to take it beyond the mitzvahs in the Torah, and to... So why don't I feel that way? Why do I have to work so hard to feel grateful to Hashem? So the Seichel answered, because you have poison entering your body. There's poison. So if you have poison entering your body, that's going to poison everything you do. And it's going to stop you from developing, from becoming healthy. So he says, there's two poisons. Two poisons a person has. One is physical, and one is emotional. Or we could even call it spiritual. The physical is that we want to feel good physically. We want to do things that make us feel good. We want to do things that are comfortable. We want to do things that are giving us physical pleasure. And that becomes our goal, and that becomes what we seek, and that's what people spend their time. If you boil why am I doing this? Why am I doing that? And you boil everything down to its, you purify it down to its basics, it's because I want to feel good. I want to feel good. I want to physically feel good. I want to feel comfortable. I want to feel good. So that's one problem, that's our pursuit, and that's what we search for, and that's what our goal is. And the second problem is emotional, you know, like two major yesodos. And the second problem is emotional, I would even call it spiritual, because a person wants to feel fulfilled, a person wants to feel they have goals and dreams and aspirations, but it's taken the wrong way, so he calls that, I'm looking for kavod. That's really what it boils down to. Gaiva, kavod, I want people to think of me, I'm jealous when someone else has something and I don't have it, I want to be on top of the heap. I don't want to be on the bottom of the heap or even in the middle of the heap. I want to be on top of them. I want people to hold them. I want cover. I would sum it down to cover. That's an emotional need. And that skewers everything we do, because that becomes our pursuit. And that really doesn't let us serve Hashem, because we're always self-serving. So then he starts, as I called it, opening windows. Like, what's the cause of that? And 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 then he backtracks everything when it becomes clarified. So the Nefesh says, okay, so what do I have to stay away from to start getting rid of poison? So, and to start getting rid of the poison of the guf and the poison of the nefesh, we'll call it, the seeking covets. He says, well, first of all, you have to stop being involved in achila, shtiyah, levush, tenuma, resting, relaxing, and the other things is you have to stop talking so much. We don't like to hear that. You have to stop talking so much. You have to stop having as a, you'll take this for what it's worth, ladies. Do, you know, you have to stop a little more hisbodidus and a little less chevruti. Obviously, it's not talking about that chevruti is a mitzvah. I hope that's obvious. He's not talking about that. You're involved in someone to help them or to cheer them up or to take them away from their depression or to make them feel good. It should be very obvious. He's not talking about that. He's talking about people have a need to be sociable, to be social, to talk, to have friends, to talk with their friends. If you would think back, what we talk about today, I venture to say it would not be anything significant, you would say, but that's the nature of the relationship of friends, that they talk about nothing. They just talk. So the mother says, don't talk so much. It puts you, when you're in this social setting and this becomes something that's so important to you and so much a part of your life, then you will of course then play to the crowd. You won't want to do something that will cause them to look at you as out of the box. You won't want to do something that will make them look down on you. You won't want to do something that will decrease your kavod. Because what ends up happening is that you find your feelings of self-worth in the eyes of others. That is the bedrock terrible thing happening. You find your self-worth in what others think of you, which is not what your self-worth is, or what it should be. Your self-worth should only be what Hashem thinks of you. So he says, that's the problem. The things you do, the life you lead, is the swamp land of these two poisons. And this is what's going into your body. Because you're always looking for physical pleasures, and you're busy with people the whole day. Too much, when it's not necessary. So he says, oh boy, how do I stop that? This is my life. What am I supposed to do? So he says, and this is where we're going to start, I don't know where you're having in the text, Amar HaSeichel. Halo yadat ki hamaskil, listen, the difficulty, the truth is, I'm speaking this out, it's not as difficult as you think. Anybody who has ever done it says, wow, I never thought it would be so easy. I never thought it wouldn't be such a big deal. The difficulty is in the effort that it takes to do it. You have to change. You have to live a little differently. That's what's hard. It's not be'etzem hard. You're not going to have a tougher life because you do this. It's not going to, you'll, if you want to do it. I'm not, it's not clear what he's talking about, right? Someone's going to come to me in 3 days, call me up and say, Mrs. So-and-so became an antisocial, arrogant, pompous person who doesn't feel it passes for her to talk to us. You know, that's not what we're talking about. You have to figure out. You have to figure out what it means. But definitely, he knows what he's talking about, the Chayvus HaLavus, and it shouldn't be, you know. And you see that most people, I would venture to say, do indeed find their self-worth through the eyes of others, how others look at them. I think you'll see that that's true, so you'll say, we got a big problem here. So he knows what he's talking about. So the Seichel says, Alo yodat ki amaskel yekel be'enov, he says, you know, I know it's hard, and again, I explain the hardness, but you have an intelligent person, he goes to the doctor. He says, okay, you have this disease, I'll give you a choice. You could either, we can amputate your leg, because it's full of whatever it's full of, or you don't want to cut off your leg, you can't bear the thought of being without a leg, okay, we won't, and you'll die. That's your choice. Lose a leg or lose your life. She says, L'chora. Anybody, it wouldn't take that long to do the math, and would say, okay, you know, I don't like being without a leg, cut it off. She says, that's the choice you're facing here too. You're losing your Olam Haba, you're running the risk of losing Nitzchias for a fleeting pleasure of a few seconds. Kavod is really easy if you're trained to do it, because everybody's really laughing at you. You're not really getting kavod. All you have to do is turn around real quickly and see everybody's laughing at you. So that's the great cure for kavod. And the other thing is always, there's no pleasure in the world, I would venture to say, that lasts more than a few seconds, except maybe air conditioning. There's no usher dick of pleasure that lasts more than a few seconds. And then it's gone. Food. And it's gone. It's gone in a few seconds. So, she says, you know, how am I going to ever change? He says, just think of it as a choice between amputating your leg or losing your life. So it's what we call a no-brainer. So you have to look at it that way. The problem is we don't think of Nitzchias. We're rooted and grounded in this world. So we don't think of that our lives are at stake. We look at it, are we going to be frummer than we have to be, or we'll get by, which Mira Shabbos and making a bracha when we don't forget to, and, the basic levels of sneers, and we're okay, like, what are you bothering me for? Because I'm not Oved Hashem, I don't feel gratitude. What do you want from me? You know, so he's just worried that what takes over is the pursuit of wrong things. Again, if we look around, Hashem has put us in tremendous, it's probably easier and more accessible nowadays to chase after worldly physical pleasures more than any other time in history. More accessible, easier, cheapest, right? If I would say that, like, indoor plumbing is unbelievable, everybody would laugh. But, if you took in the scope of history, and we don't have indoor plumbing that long. We don't have indoor plumbing that long. You don't have running water. When they took over Yerushalayim in the Six-Day War, most of Yerushalayim didn't have running water. They still had wells, and, So, anyway, if you think of it that way, it's a no-brainer. To amputate a part of his body, to lose a limb, if it has a disease, and he's afraid, his life is in danger. I'm going to give you two choices, lose your foot or lose your leg, or lose your life. You're not going to think that long. Whereas my niece says, she's a nutritionist, piece of cake or your life. That's your choice. V'chein at. Talking to the nefesh, I'm telling you an etza. If you want to make it easy, now you think it's rough. If you want to make it easy, I'm not giving you another piece of mussar, I'm giving you an etza, how to make it easy. If you want to make it easy, pridas masha pridas, also kosher, to separate from what right now, you think if you separate from these things that we're talking about, these two poisons, it's going to be very wrenching and you're not going to be able to do it. So you should all see me a libech, just consider, take to heart, ishtamshi bibi nosech, use your head, b'shikul, and make a cheshbon, mashiyesh ben hatova, ashetegi elayich diporim mimenu, what good will you have, what benefit will you have by getting rid of these poisons? And v'hara ashetimtza osech basmodes chemroso, and if you continue with them, where you will end up. Trust me, if you make this cheshbon, v'oz yekal be'inayich, peridos masha yiksho alayich mibidos ayich hamagunos, it will all of a sudden become very easy. Tell a person, I can't get up in the morning for save my life, my mamish can't get up in the morning, and then he gets a disease, and to save his life he has to get up in the morning. He's up, boy, you don't have to worry about it. You don't have to worry about an alarm clock, you don't have to worry about anything. He's up. Umaya tova umrat nefesh. Okay, so now we open another window. You convinced me. My problem is I don't know what that tova is. How can I think about it? Umahi hatova shetegiyai lai bepridoso. So what's this great benefit that's going to come to me when I get rid of these two poisons? Umra seichel. And now we're going to go through it quickly, but every word could be made into a sefer. Every word could be made into its own sefer and studied for a year. Shalvus nafshech, serenity, umenuchosa mima pal kadrus ha'olam. Please excuse me because I'm expecting. Hello? Okay, I am giving a shiur now, and then I am going to daven mincha. You can call me from 1:20 and on, and please call me as soon, as close to 1:20 as you can. But you saw the email.
Yes.
Okay, so first of all, you're calm. But now I want to talk to you. Okay. Okay, bye-bye. Amar asech latova, shalvus nafshech, serenity, umenuchosa, mimapal kadyos ha'olam, relief from the clouds that darken your world. Because even the pleasures of the world, hana oso mu'urovos ba'atzovim, the pleasures that we talk about, when you wake up the next morning, first of all, you have a stomachache. Second of all, you have heartburn. I'm talking about food. Or any pleasure you indulge in, right? When the pleasure is long gone, you're still suffering the side effects of the pleasure. The tavos of nitzakos, it doesn't last very long. Right? V'havieich v'hakir bachriseich, recognize your goal, b'beis marguech cheskos hakarosech, you'll understand what the goal of your life is. V'shet tishtadli lov, v'tachushi yolov. V'ashar hazeh, this subject, mishari atolos, asher atolos, this is it, this is your life. You know, you go to a person, say, you know, make, in the physical, you go to a doctor, you hear there's a doctor that can extend your life by 10 years. By the time you finish calling up, you're on hold for a year. Everybody's calling the doctor. Who wouldn't call a doctor that can extend that? There's a good chance it'll extend your life for 10 years. So, Chagolos is saying, just get over that thing and think about Ruchnius, think about the purpose of the world, think about what we're doing here. I'm not even telling you, he's not telling you to be frum. He's not telling you to be frum. If he was telling you to be frum, I wouldn't be learning it. He's not telling you to be frum. Everything is going to flow from the attitude. And according to the Chavis HaVavos, from your attitude of, I'm sorry, gratitude. I didn't mean that. Everything is going to flow from that. You don't have to be frum. You don't have to worry about crook-eyed, then you'll squeeze your eyes a little stronger when you're saying Shemona Esrei. That's not the point. Everything's gonna, you'll see. If you develop, get rid of the, he said, you know, we're learning a sefer, and you're listening, and maybe you are listening, maybe you're not listening, maybe it's boring, maybe it's not boring. He's saying, I am telling you, the yesod ha-yesodos is to feel grateful to Hashem. Everything is going to be good once you develop that feeling. Everything is going to flow from that. Just like I always say to you, ladies, that if you develop bitachon, you won't ask me, what's bitachon? Is this bitachon? Is it okay to be scared? Is this a chisaron bitachon if I look for another job? You know, at what point do I dive in? At what point this? All the questions are answered when your heart is suffused, your heart and soul are suffused with bitachon. You'll answer these questions yourself. You're going to have the right instincts because you're going to be there. So right now we're learning to say, it's like, maybe it's a little boring. Maybe I'm not doing a good job giving a shiur. He says, look, if you have gratitude to Hashem, you're good. Everything's going to flow from that. The reason you don't walk around feeling, how can I thank you, Hashem, the way you would walk around if someone saved your life, the way you would walk around for the next, I'll be charitable, for the next month, is because our bodies have poison in them. And that poison stops us from doing what's normal. So we develop what's called cognitive dissonance. We cut off from our feeling of gratitude because we don't want to follow up on it. It's too hard because we like physical pleasures and we like kavod. So you say, what is, you gotta trust the Chavis HaLovas. Believe me, it's so true. He knows what he's talking about. You say, what does the search for kavod have to do with Avodas Hashem? He knows what he's talking about. You can't live the life of someone, of an Eved Hashem, of doing the Ratzon Hashem, of acknowledging what Hashem did for you. You can't live that life if you're looking over your shoulder to see what people think of you, if people are aware of how great you are, if people, the whole bit. If you mekane others, well, I don't know, I have what that person has. She says, okay, you gotta get rid of these two things. How can I get rid of two things? What do you want for my life? After explaining the things, you're in a lifestyle that feeds into these two poisons. You're busy with people a whole day, and you're busy pursuing physical things that will lead to physical pleasures. She says, okay, how do I get rid of that? She says, the first is you have to understand what's at stake. You have to understand that as difficult as it's going to be, it's like saying, can I cut off your leg or you'll die? You're not going to have to think more than a millisecond, right? I mean, only I don't even know what to call the person, only a moron would have to think. Not like Jack Benny, you know, the famous, you don't even know, they don't know who Jack Benny is. They don't know. Well, I'm tipping a shear to people who don't know who Jack Benny is. First of all, he's a Yid. That's first of all. Jack Benny was a famous comedian in the 1930s, 40s, 50s, maybe even into the 60s a little. So one of his most famous, his persona in his comedic routines was that he was very cheap. That was his persona in his comedy acts. It's a very, you know, you make fun of yourself, that's the best kind of comedy, when you're making fun of yourself. So his personality was like the cheapest. The truth is, people say in real life he was a generous person, but that was his persona in his comedy act. So his most famous, probably his most famous line is, you know, it was on the radio. The robber says, "Your money or your life," and then 2 seconds go by, and the robber repeats, "Your money or your life." So he says, I'm thinking it over, he says. So we laugh, but that's what the Chazal Lover says. Your leg or your life. You can Google it. You can listen to it if you want. The actual line is, I'm thinking it over. Even though when it's said over, they quote it wrong. They say, I'm thinking. But if you listen to it, he says, I'm thinking it over. Okay. But that's what the Chazal says. Your leg or your life. And that's, but he wants us to think of Avodas Hashem that way. No matter how great it is, it's only going to last a few seconds. And it's going to leave you with heartburn afterwards. And no matter how great the kavod is, it's going to last a few minutes, seconds, and I'm adding, they're really laughing at you, and you're getting the opposite of kavod. So, that's what you have to realize. So you have to realize what's at stake here. And then, even if you attain the most wonderful things, but I guess, you know, when they lower you down into the ground in a box, then you mamish have nothing from your whole life that you pursued. Pleasure, kavod, you know, you'll get one last fling of kavod, they'll give you a nice hesped, and that's it, right? But you're in the box. And then you'll be what they call kereach mikav kereach mikan. You go to Shemayim and you'll say, okay, you know, Hashem says, I'm sorry. Now again, if you do mitzvahs, you don't do averus, and you don't feel gratitude towards Hashem, and you don't, I can get, you're going to go to Gan Eden. Nobody's suggesting that you're doing an avera. The Chavis Halvavis would want, he doesn't believe you could keep it up in any meaningful way if you don't develop that feeling of gratitude. And I think, this is my personal opinion, that all these off the derech problems, I shouldn't say all, because nothing is ever all. But certainly, and this is in keeping with chinuch experts, certainly, again, this is a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful system, because it's, nobody's compelling you to do anything, no one's forcing you to do anything, no one's demanding you to do anything, it comes from your inner self, because people are wired that way to feel like Aruch HaTov. So, the Chazal Vavos is afraid you're going to snap. At some point, everybody snaps. That's what he's worried about. If you won't snap, if you go through life doing the mitzvahs, watching out for maveiros, doing your best, and you just don't develop this, you know what? It's not going to happen. Because unless you do everything mitzvah sanashim ulumada, you know, I could say the same thing about mitzvah sanashim ulumada means you do everything by rote, and you never think about Hashem. And you never think about Hashem's will, and you never think about, that's the Navi screams about mitzvah sanoshim ulumada. Now, if someone would ask me, let's say, the Navi screams and says, it's terrible, horrible, terrible. So someone will say, okay, but let's say I manage to get through my whole life, mitzvah sanoshim ulumada, I do it by rote. Put on tefillin, take challah, mezuzah, Shabbos lich, hilchah Shabbos, everything. I do it with no soul. I just do it. Am I going to Gehenna? So I have to say no. Logically. But the truth is, the Chavis Halvada says in the Sefer that chitzoni yistika actions get the schar in olam hazeh, and pnimi gets a schar in olam haba. He says that at some point in the Sefer. So maybe you won't go to Gehenna, but you won't be in a very you won't be in a top spot. And gonna, you say, well, I spent my whole life doing mitzvahs. Yeah, but it was all chitzoni. You didn't feel gratitude towards Hashem. You didn't do any chodesh halavavos. You didn't. So you did everything okay. So you got your schar olam hazeh. You had a nice life. You always earned parnasa, and you didn't have so many troubles in life, and you got through life. That's what Chazal Vavos says. So you certainly have to be worried about that. And be the Chazal Vavos holds, you'll snap. We don't realize it. I'm not sure. We're not going to Gehenna, but I'm not sure how much schar you get. Let's say I keep Shabbos. I said, let's say. Let's say I keep Shabbos, and I keep Shabbos, I was brought up, I'm brought up Haredi Jew, and if I would ever be Michal Shabbos, I'd be fired from this job that I desire so much. And my wife's showing me Shabbos, and my parents are showing me, I don't know any other way. You don't get much schach for that. That's Mr. Miliel about Nakudas HaBechira. It's a depressing thought. So you're not going to Gehenim, but you're not getting much schach for it, because you didn't really make a Bechira. I think we will all admit, at the end of the day, even according to our Hasagas, that we get schach for our Bechira. And I don't know how much Bechira I have to keep Shabbos. So my Bechira on Shabbos will be not to bite my nails. And my Bechira on Shabbos will be maybe not to be so, if I'm in a place and I don't know if the air is good, so I just won't assume it's good. I'll check up, I'll ask. Or my Bechira will be the stuff got cold and I have to put it back, and maybe it's Chazara and I don't really remember so well what's Yeh Chazara, what's not Chazara, so I'll just put it back on the thing and hope no one's looking. And and these are like small things, you know. When should I cut up the green peppers? My husband's coming home in an borer issues. My husband's coming home in an hour from shul. It's fine. This is where our Bechira lives lie. You know, maybe we don't even listen to Kiddush. You know, and we're not Yotze Kiddush. I'm just trying to think of things where you have to exercise your Bechira. You know, the bulk of Shabbos, you know, who wouldn't? The Goyim don't know how Gishmak Chalant is. They don't know what they're missing. So I don't know. It has nothing to do with the Chavis HaLavis, you know. I mean, what would Mechtem Elio about Nekudus HaBechira say? Do I get schar for keeping Shabbos, or for getting up every morning for davening, or for whatever? You know, I do it. I don't know if I have Bechira. So maybe once in a while I'll get Bechira. It'll be near the end of Zman Kriyashma, and I'm really, really exhausted, and I don't feel like getting up, but it's... it doesn't happen that often. It doesn't happen that often to have Bechira. Or maybe the Bechira obviously being Kavona. Because, you know, you rattle off the words of Tefillah. Anyway, my point is that, and the Chavis HaLavis doesn't believe, he says that's, it'll break down. When you pursue physical pleasures and you want Kavo, then your life is made up of what, you have a choice. Let me put it very starkly. Think of these two sentences, and it'll change your old Tzidkanius. I mean, I'm not talking to this group. Maybe you'll tell it over to someone who can't be such a big Tzidkanius because she doesn't come to this class. If you remember these two sentences, it's going to change your whole life. What do people think of me? What does Hashem think of me? That's all. Such a simple sentence. Now, again, obviously, Hashem wants you not to do things that will make people think badly of you, right? There's dinim about that. I'm talking about, though, there's dinim. You're not supposed to have people be choshed that you're doing an aveira. You're not supposed to do something that will make you appear foolish to other people. But that all boils down to what Hashem thinks of you, because there are halachas about that. But the question is, I had someone sitting in my house the other night, and he had an issue, and it was a very complicated issue, and part of the issue was that he gave his word to someone that he wouldn't do something. He gave his word. But it would involve not doing that thing, would involve helping, abetting an act of Geneva. I'm not talking about breaking into someone's house. I'm something going on, and not telling would help the Geneva happen. So he came to my house to ask a Shiloh. So it's a good Shiloh, because a word should be Kodshei Kodoshim. You give your word. But I said, at the end of the day, it doesn't match up. you can't be in a position of helping a geneva. And then I saw that what, I don't know what really troubled him, because I'm not a mind reader, but I saw that after the psak of halacha, he was bothered by what the person would think of him. And that's is a very big deal. I'm not minimizing that. I give my word to someone. It's not just, you know, I'm violating my word between me and Hashem. That person will always look at me as a Russia, as a terrible person, as an untrustworthy person, as a phony, a faker, a liar. It wasn't so prost like I'm helping him steal someone's wallet. It was a very sophisticated geneva. But it was geneva at the end of the day. It has to do with properties, like a home real estate. Huge issues. So I told him essentially these two senses, and I said, this is your choice. What does the fellow think of me, or what does Hashem think of me? That's all. Just keep saying that to yourself when you make that phone call, or when you, you know, when push comes to shove. These are the two sentences that you have in your mind. What do people think of me? What does Hashem think of me? And that's it. So that's what Chazal says, you know, yeah. You have your choice. So you gotta get rid of that poison, and you gotta get rid of the poison of physical pleasures. Because physical pleasures root us in the physical world. You want an outlet for physical pleasures? You can do it. You can do it on Shabbos. You can do it on Yom Tov. You can do it. You know, when it's mutter, you can do it when it's a chiyuv. You can do it for someone else, and you take pleasure that you help someone else. But you do feel a rush of pleasure, so that's good. That's good. That's a spiritual pleasure. Okay, so he says, you gotta think, you have to be honest and say, the bottom line is, am I gonna cut off my leg, or am I gonna cut off my life? What's it gonna be, my leg or my life? Your money or your life? Jack Benny, what's it gonna be? So we laugh when we hear the joke, but the Chazal Halacha says, that's what we all fall into that trap, you know. Amra Nefesh, so the Nefesh says, Avinosi Masha Zacharta, I get it. Vani Makave, so I hope that I'll thus be able to get, again, we're going through all the windows, and I'll be able to get rid of the two poisons, and now you have to give me, okay, Vani Makave Sheyekal Ba'enai Ba'avuro, because of this powerful message you gave me, it'll be easier, pray das, to separate myself from Mashoyo Lai Koshiko, the Blachain. But then he says, help me more. I need more help. Achosifli sharsheni, so you gave me one refuah, but now tell me more. Yoreni mashachafasti bavodos alokim. Give me some more etzus how to heal myself. Amar ha-seichel, memchelos ha-dovor klolo shalinyan hu shetakabli olayach mimisha lamala mimeich, Mashat rotsa sheikabu mimech olov, mishu lamata mimech imishtavos arochim. Umashu tov beinach mimenu v'yere lechom aaseh ukabli mishu lamata mimech olov. Okay, this is, Chazal Halacha is a very, very down to earth, very down to earth person. And he does this little trick countless times throughout the Sefer. And when you read it, you think, why is he being so mundane and so babyish and so childish? Why doesn't he talk about more lofty ideas? The Torah says, because he knows what he's talking about. Make believe you had a servant that you fully support, and you fully give him everything he needs, and without you he would have nothing. The way we think of slaves nowadays, you say he wants to be set free. But, you know, you have a slave that... how would you want him to act? And that's how you have to act towards Hashem. In other words, what am I saying? What was the Chaim Kabbalah's trick throughout the Sefer? He thinks of everyday life situations that we are involved in. And then he says, you know, that's all I ask of you. It's like a Berachah Ben Zaki in the Gemara Brachas, you know. Imagine Hashem's watching you. That doesn't work for us. Imagine someone's watching you. Yikes. Yikes. Right? So he says, Halavai that you should have Yiras Hashem, Rabbi Chavazaki says in Gemara Brachas, Halavai you should have Yiras Hashem the way you have Yiras Bosom and Dom. So the Talmidim said, what? What? Come on, man. Rabbi Rav, that's all? He says, are you kidding me? Halavai. That's what he answered him. Halavai. Halavai you should be afraid of Hashem the way you're afraid of people. But you don't want to do something when people are watching you. We all know, someone's watching me, I make a bracha differently. Someone's watching me, I daven differently. Someone's watching me, you drop a can in the supermarket and the whole display comes tumbling down. Someone's watching me, I run and pick it up. And no one's watching me, I zoom out of there and hope that no, right? I hope that no one's watching me. Now there's cameras, everywhere. So, right? So that's a good thing, cameras. So he's, the Chazal does this throughout the whole Sefer. He says, imagine you have a friend that acts this way to you. Imagine you have a child that acts this way to you. Imagine you have a, he does that throughout the whole Sefer. And it seems childish, but it's very, very down to earth and pragmatic and practical. So he says, I'm going to give you a general Eitzah in your Avodas Hashem. Whatever you would want, if someone would be below you, he calls it. You're in a position of authority. Let's say you're an employer and you have workers. You know how you want them to act. You know how you want them to do the work. So you do it that way too. That's all. You have to know that Hashem wants from you what you want from your workers. So you say, what? That's all? I say, halavai. Halavai, you give Hashem a full day's work, a full life's work, the way you want your employees to give you a full day's work. And you don't want slacking off, and you don't want them to waste their time, and you don't want them to waste us. And, you know, you're willing to give them some downtime, but they have to remember what their goal is and what who they're working for. So that's all Hashem wants. And Amar Nefesh, Yosifili Pirish of Biur, tell me exactly how to go about this. Okay, we'll stop here. Okay, Mrs. No, you'll tell me privately, offline, if this is like boring. You'll tell me offline. Don't tell me now.